St. Thomas Street, Requiem and Blues, 1. Another Mirror, 1962-65, for guitars and harmonica. 1. Irish, Country and Western, Black Music Brought Back from America. 2. How Hip We Were in Matthew Street, in Shades. Howling Wolf, Little Richard, Sweat on Cellar Walls, Brown Ale on the Ferry. 3. Open up your eyes, tell me what you see. You can't cry because you're laughing at me. 4. Flash, brash, obnoxious, but total commitment to getting wrecked and getting laid. 2. Mystery Tour, 1965-68. All starry it was and beautiful, and them just sticking their fingers through it. 1. Dank days and steamy nights. The Jacaranda, the Casbah, the Blue Angel. Lunchtime and dance hall sessions. Hound Dog, Heartbreak Hotel, Blue Suede Shoes. Luxembourg's coded messages, blurred with static, punctuated with commercials. 2. Mystery Tour. In a yellow cab through the avenues of early dusk to a magic skyline. A market ripe for exploitation. Then on through the night to another airport, another sky, the same madness. B. Cities shimmer, already half hallucination. Guitars buzz heavy feedback through the brain. Songs produced on buses and planes, in hotels and dressing rooms, in a space cleared among newspapers and teacups. C. Everybody had a hard year. Records selling in millions bring in a farthing per disc. Concerts producing vast profits for cinema circuits, promoters, barely paid travelling expenses. Ripped off by merchandisers, freeloaders, upmarket seat warmers. 3. Out of Frame, 1968-70. Tear gas, threats of violence, rubber bullets. You sell out bit by bit until complete craziness surrounds you. War is over. Unreality is the program of the day. War is over. Unreality is the program of the day. A City at War, Liverpool 8, 1976. 1. Poverty and bitterness, the gap between them and us. Fire-blackened window frames, broken bricks, glass. Shopfront after shopfront, bricked or boarded, corrugated iron. At the end of 2 hours, I realized I'd not seen a tree, a blade of grass, a cafe, a dance hall, a corner shop. 2. The long, empty waterfront, the falling off of the cotton trade in the 1930s, and the shift of sea trade from ocean routes to mainland Europe completed the decline of the port. 3. Skilled labour drawn off to the peripheries, to the new towns, by job creation since the 50s. City of change and challenge. The city centre eviscerated in urban redevelopment, flattened from motorways, car parks, shopping centres. The cavern knocked down makes space for an air shaft for the Underground Railway to bring commuters in from the Wirral. New Brighton. If ever a town died in sympathy for its city elder, then it's New Brighton. Across the water, the muddy brown Mersey by ferry. 20,000 visitors a week in the 60s, now down to 500. You can hear the tide coming in as the dole queues grow in Liverpool, and the throbbing of engines from the Seaforth docks. A better tomorrow. Trade has been the lifeblood of Liverpool and the port its heart. 1. The flat deck dwellers of Netherley, Kirby, Speak, the shattered docklands of Toxteth, Scotland Road, witnesses to the crisis of the mixed economy. 1 in 6 of Merseyside's men and women without work. 50% unemployment round the North Docks, 40% for the South Docks and Speak. The young, the black and women bear the brunt. 2. Busts of blackamoors and elephants in the town hall corridors, reminders of the slave trade. Returns never fell below 30%, at times 100%, even 300% profit. Monopolised by 10 large firms, commerce, finance, no industrial base. 3. London, Detroit, Paris, Tokyo, Zurich, the centres of power. Decisions determine the future of 3/4 of Merseyside's workers. Plant expendability for higher profits, exodus of capital. 4. Dunlop, Massey Ferguson, Girling, Meccano, Standard, Vauxhall, all gone. City of the dead. I'll stop there.